Thank you for calling the inspirational phone line of Second Presbyterian Church for the week of October 11th, 2021. We hope this message will be a blessing to you today and in the days to come. Our scripture this week is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Hear now the word of God. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I recently spent the day with a friend who makes me feel good just being with her. She makes everyone feel good being with her. She seems to live in some grounded, joyful space that I want to inhabit. So, in the spirit of how to get from here to there, I decided to make a list of all those I know who make life look good. And what I found surprised me. My first surprise was that the list is short, and I know lots of wonderful people. But when I truly ask myself, who lives in such a way that they make life look good, or make me think, in the words made famous by the movie, When Harry Met Sally, I'll have what she's having, the list shrunk. I'm not sure I make the list most days, but I want to. So here is what my very unscientific research gleaned about these special people. Some are in the midst of an easy season. Some are experiencing great challenges. Some live lives of rich material abundance, and some are working really hard just to make ends meet. But what I found they all share is a grateful, joyful, abundant spirit. They live generously, they love generously, they accept generously, they give of themselves generously, meeting life generously and joyfully wherever they are. It has taken science a while to catch up with what my wise friends seem to instinctively know. But researchers from Northwestern and the University of Chicago recently published a study that found that earning more money or indulging ourselves in material stuff can make us a little bit happier for a little while, but the impact is not huge nor sustained. This is due to a principle called hedonic adaptation, also known as the hedonic treadmill, in which the happiness derived from the kinds of things that are subject to moth or rust tend to dissipate quickly and require increasingly bigger hits for the high we chase. What researchers also found, however, is that spending more money on others generated measurably greater and sustained happiness. Even people with a lower income status reported increased happiness when spending more on others. The researchers posit that every time we give to others, we can sustain the pleasure of a new experience. Meaningful acts seem to transcend the hedonic treadmill quite effectively. And this principle is not limited to financial giving, which helps to explain the joy that my most generously spirited friends exude. So, when I think about how Jesus admonishes us to not store up treasures, I do not think he is asking us to defer a life of joyful abundance in this world for the promise of it in the next. I think he is calling us to rethink our definition. Where our treasure is, there our hearts will also be. My friends who see the treasure in others in all of life offer me a glimpse of the freedom and joy this expanded definition makes possible. Lord, how grateful we are to be made in your image, made to love and be loved in joyful abundance. Help us to loosen our grip on the things that hinder us from experiencing this. Open us to all you have for us, confident that in sharing it with others, it is our lives that are enriched. Amen.